On the show today, we have PSEU's Kim Wetherington talking about how PSEU was recognized as a health champion by American Diabetes Association and a fit-friendly workplace by the American Heart Association. So check it out. PSEU has been recognized as the health champion by American Diabetes Association and a fit-friendly workplace by American Heart Association. Congratulations on both of those designations or recognitions, whatever you want to call them. Pretty cool. How does that feel to be kind of, you know, categorized as a company that does really positive things like this? How does it feel to be in that realm?
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Yeah, we are very excited at PSEU for those designations. And, you know, we're so excited that we are able to partner with these two amazing charities that work toward, you know, ending disease and helping those with those diseases. So we are honored to be recognized by these organizations.
So what exactly did you guys do to gain these recognitions? I mean, what makes you guys a fit-friendly and healthy workplace? Do you have like a gym on every floor? Is it, you know, are they having smoothies in every other room? What's going on? What's going on there at PSEU?
So similar to some of those things. I mean, we've done a lot of things over the years at PSEU to really help our employees infuse wellness in their day-to-day, you know, things that they do at work. And we recognize at PSEU that it's important for employees to be able to make healthy choices, you know, at work.
I agree.
So our goal when we set out with the programs that we put in place at PSEU was to really allow employees to make those healthy choices, the easier choices at work. Mm-hmm. So by allowing folks to participate in classes on site, we do have a gym in every location. We have three sites throughout the United States.
Good for you.
And we have a gym in every location. We do offer classes on site. We have boot camps that we offer. But we find it really important at PSEU that employees recognize that wellness is more than just the physical aspects. It's also, you know, mind, body, community. That's how we define it at PSEU, is really all those different aspects that everyone brings to work with them every day. And so we also provide programs around allowing employees to contribute their time to charitable organizations.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And we also have a charitable match program at PSEU. So we do offer a smoothie bar at all of our locations. So you mentioned that.
Yeah.
We also have walking treadmills on site. We provide free fruit every day for our employees. Again, so that when they make that choice, it's snack time, right? They're getting a little hungry. Mm-hmm. They can get a piece of fruit.
Yep.
And that makes it that healthy choice easier to make.
Exactly. It's all about choices. And you put the right choices in front of people, it's gonna work out. And so what, I mean, having said all that stuff, which is fantastic, how has this kind of a health conscious, kind of a giving back type of organization attributed to your guys' success, do you think?
So I think it's important to know that at PSEU, all of those things come together to help make a wellness culture.
Mm-hmm.
So at PSEU, the wellness culture is what's so important, so that people know that we do these things because we value the employees. We recognize that more than just what they do for us at PSEU and what they do for our members, it's about them taking care of themselves.
Right.
So that's something that's really important, and infusing those things out of our wellness program into everyone's day-to-day experience at work is so important and key to everyone realizing that, you know, we recognize the importance of employees being able to exercise at work and wear fitness attire, you know, at certain events and wear tennis shoes so that when, you know, they can take a walk and we make it easy for them. So we just find that it's really important to allow employees the opportunity to do all of those things.
No doubt. No. And I've talked to a number of credit unions that do the kind of the same. A legacy federal credit union is the one that comes to mind. California Coast Credit Union out here in San Diego does the same thing. They have all these, what you just described, they have just all these very health conscious, kind of a give back philosophy, that type of stuff, and it's just really reaped rewards for them. They've actually won awards just like you guys have. So and having said that, it's like, it's all this stuff kind of rubs off. It's almost infectious in a good way with other people. Absolutely. And it just kind of spreads that way. Have you found that as well?
We have. And, you know, we actually have partnered with credit unions around sharing our story and what our wellness journey has been. Yeah. And we've also worked with them for them to share ideas with us as well. So we try to collaborate together and come up with a lot of these things so that we can all, you know, sing that same tune, so to speak.
Well, and you guys have probably experienced this as well. But in talking with those credit unions, a lot of the benefits that they have received is not only, you know, production and all that type of stuff, but, you know, employees have, you know, there's less sick days, morale is great, people are looking forward to doing stuff, and they're more creative. There's all these things that just attribute to this kind of a health conscious environment, and I'm sure you guys have found that as well.
Absolutely. What we have found is that employees feel valued.
Yeah.
And you can't put a price tag on that. That mm-hmm. employees recognize that PSCU is caring for them more than just for what their day-to-day job is.
Right.
And they appreciate that.
Yep. I know I would. I want to come work for you guys. Come on. A smoothie bar? Come on.
Come on over.
Exactly. So what advice do you have for other credit unions, other companies, anybody, to kind of, you know, become and maintain kind of a healthy workplace? Because not everybody can have a smoothie bar. Not everybody can have gyms and things like that. But there are, you know, places where you can go to do all that type of stuff. What advice do you have for other folks out there who may want to do this type of stuff? I'm sure there's a lot of companies and credit unions who want to, like, explore this in 2017.
Yeah, so what's important for employers to do is to really identify what's important for them. What is some reasoning as to why they would want to do this for their employees? Because everyone has a different culture, a different identity.
Right.
And you really need to understand for yourself why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Because some of the things might not be met with the most positive response, right? So
right.
One of the things that we had done in the past is we went tobacco-free on site in all of our locations. We also removed all the sugary drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Soda, things mm-hmm. like that from our vending machines.
Yeah.
So you really have to have a strong conviction for why you're going to do what you're going to do,
right.
So that then it's easier to share that with the employees and get them on the same page.
Right.
And so that's the first thing I would recommend. And then secondly, I think it's important also to note that it isn't about the money that's spent. I mean, a lot of the things I mentioned are low cost or no cost.
Yeah.
Like allowing employees to wear their tennis shoes to work, that really doesn't cost an employer anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those cultural things that you can do at your sites can be done with no dollar spent.
Yep.
Also, you know, we do have walking treadmill stations. We just have a few in our locations. So, you know, depending on the employer size, that might not be a huge dollar impact to them either. So, again, just getting started and, you know, get the voice of the employees too, because you'd be amazed at the kinds of things
yep.
that they can share of what would be valued to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, just, you know, even how we removed the sugary drinks and things of that nature, again, that's not something that's going to cost your organization anything to do, and yet can be a part of, you know, your theme for wellness at your organization.
Yeah, there's always somebody. There's always somebody at a company who wants to lead the charge in this area. So, I mean, and that doesn't cost you anything either. So, I mean, there's always
Absolutely.
Somebody who's gung-ho about this, or a group of people. And then, again, that's infectious in a good way. And everyone's going to be like, hey, I want to do what they're doing because they're doing a great job and they're being productive. They're happy. Their skin's glowing and all that type of stuff. So
Absolutely.
It's fun.
And you can involve your employees. You know, we also have what we call our well-being team.
Mm-hmm.
And we've invited employees from all different all different departments within our organization to be a part of the group, and they help us to spread the word about our programs.
Yeah.
They help to provide input to us about what's working, what's not working, and really help to shape the program themselves.
Right on. Well, you guys out there at PSCU, keep up the good work. All right. Anything else here to wrap up, Kim? This is good stuff.
No, this is great. I'm glad to have the opportunity to chat with you about this and PSCU's wellness journey.
Awesome. Well, keep up the good work there in Florida, and let's check in again, see how things are going. Maybe you guys will add like a gym or something like that on the second floor, or who knows.
It's just absolutely
good stuff.
Swimming pools, here we come.
You got that's right. Now I'll be signed up because I'm a swimmer. I love swimming. So anyway, good stuff.
All right,
Kim. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.